Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friday morning, it is Ben and Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Should be a pretty good Friday. It's Friar Friday. Coming up in our 8 o'clock hour, 8:35. Got the management report. We'll be talking to Assistant General Manager Josh Stein, who I have a kind of a weird connection with, Woodsy.
Yeah, you do.
Josh Stein and my wife, Shelly, went to like preschool and kindergarten together in Bird Rock. And there actually is their like their yearbook photo. They're right next to each other in the little class picture of kids.
I have a lot of issues with that photo.
You have a lot of issues with the photo. A lot of people did.
I do. I have issues with the photo. So there's the photo, and then there's in the row above them, there are pictures of four children. Next to it, there are six names listed.
I did crop out some just so you could see Shelly and Josh a little bit bigger. There were more pictures to the right, and I cropped it out a little bit. Sorry to confuse you.
Okay, so I was confused about that.
Yeah.
The other one is, why are they not alphabetized?
That one I cannot explain to you.
It's going to keep me awake tonight.
Talking to someone who was at Bird Rock Elementary around 1983.
Paul, can you find the yearbook coordinator from Bird Rock Elementary from 1983? Because I would like to interview this person and say, hi, were you doing cocaine
what
in 1983?
The order? Because Shelly was the very last one there.
Okay, well, here it is.
Why would she have been last?
So Jake Brehm is first. Next to Jake is Tysa Wright. Next to Tysa Wright is Josh Stein. And next to Josh Stein is Shelly Jesperson. It makes no sense.
Was it like where they were sitting in class that they just ordered it? Is it
because,
by height?
Because
I don't know.
By height. Because you're always lumped in with your last name. Like my whole life I was in homeroom with all the W's and the Y's and the Z's, right? My whole life.
I've got the whole list here of, it looks like, 30 kids. And there really is no rhyme nor reason of how they put them together in this book.
Shelly's the last one listed, and her last name was Jay.
Larry Circle, Melissa Cadena, Ryan Casey, there's two C's, Desiree Espinas, Jonathan Wallace, Quinn Wilson, a couple of W's together in the first row. Second row, Sia Johnson, Eric Hansen, Trina Spurris, Alexander Haw, Coral Kessler, Ramsey Williams, then another W. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't know how they did that.
It's going to mess with me for the rest of the day. It really is. So, Paul, yeah, if you could track down that yearbook coordinator from Bird
Rock.
But
I'm curious to find out what he remembers of my wife.
Probably
at age
nothing.
Six.
Well, probably nothing.
But they were right next to each other in the yearbook picture.
Probably nothing.
He does, though. Actually, we saw him when we went to the game. He came up and said hi to Shelly, and they did a little reminiscing a bit. Although, what's like your earliest memory?
Remember my uncle Mike was a big Kiss fan. So I remember vividly playing Pong, which for the kids out there was the very first gaming system that you could like buy, and it was a controller. It had a knob and it was Pong. It was like a one stick and a ball, and it would go back and forth and try to score a goal. I remember playing Pong and listening to Kiss records. That's my earliest memory.
Yeah, and you know what age that was?
Probably about five.
Yeah, that's what they say is kind of when you hold on. I have fleeting flashes probably of being younger. When we lived in L.A. for just a short time when I was probably 2 or 3 years old, you know, and then we've been in San Diego the entire time after that. But I remember being taken by relatives to the car wash and just standing there and watching them go through and the windows. I loved.
Oh yeah, we all did.
I loved the car wash.
Me too.
The automatic car wash bit. So I kind of remember that, and I know I must have been very young at the time.
Very therapeutic. I like to go sit in the car wash sometimes, even if I don't need a car wash. I like to just
drive through.
Be in there. I like it.
I got the Unlimited.
Oh, you do.
It's cheaper than two car washes.
That's fantastic.
And I go at least twice a week now.
I need to do that.
There's one right by my house.
I need to do that. I don't take very good care of my car, so I need to do that.
Maybe once
that
a
company
week, I'll do the
should
whole
be
vacuum
advertising
and
with us if they aren't already.
That company should be advertising.
It's a great,
that's a great
it's
deal.
A great gimmick.
It is.
Why Superstar Car Wash? They're the best.
Simply the best.
Speaking of simply the best, you don't get three better stories every morning at this
best
time.
Best of the best.
Then in the Rindle Report, let's hit it.
You're listening to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
No pressure, right?
The best. Best.
None at all.
Better be the best.
Huh? How about one of the best of all time? Albert Pujols. Big, big news yesterday. We touched on it very briefly early in the 5 o'clock hour, but the Angels have designated him for assignment. He was in the final season of his 10-year, $240 million contract that he signed. I mean, that was one of the worst contracts ever. I mean, we all kind of remember when it happened.
You know what? I'm gonna sub out the word worst and just going to say disappointing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, but ever. I mean, weren't we all? I can remember 2011. We're all like, wait, 10 years at that point of his career.
Yeah, but everyone knew by the end he wasn't going to be very good.
Right.
I mean, even the Angels knew that when they were signing him. I think what is the disappointing part is when he was still kind of good, they didn't make anything out of it
in
the first few years.
Didn't do anything.
They didn't capitalize on it when they
Which should be their motto, the Angels' way. That should be the motto of the Los Angeles Anaheim Angels is, we get good players and don't do jack ass
with
them.
Again with
They're
Trout
doing it again.
And Ohtani, and they are in a tailspin.
I'm sorry. I've apologized to Angels fans on this program a dozen times. I'm sorry. I really am legitimately sorry. Because it's the...
Literally, two of the best players
in the
baseball.
World.
They have the worst record in the American League West right now. Last place. Yeah.
It's inexcusable. It's inexcusable what
they've
done. Their
run differential of negative 32 is the second worst in all of baseball. And they have two of the best players in the entire league. Now, I get it. The pitching outside of Ohtani has not been
particularly good. Haney was great.
But they lost their fifth in a row.
Yeah. He turned it over to the bullpen. Haney was unhittable. 10 strikeouts, 6 2/3. I watched most of that game. And just an absolute implosion. And I'm sorry. I know they're Angel fans that listen. I love you. I do. I don't hate your team at all. I feel like you're cheating all of us. I really do. Not getting to see these guys on the biggest stages. Mike Trout has played 3 postseason games in his lifetime. It's like watching Mickey Mantle never get there. It's absurd. So yeah, they're in it again. This was a move, though. So do you believe the reports of what actually happened? Did you see that of like what kind of prompted this?
He wanted to be in the lineup because he crushes against whoever they were facing.
Yep.
And they didn't put him in, and it turned into a little bit of a spat.
And I guess it was a little bit of a thing, and they just the next day said, nope, you're gone. And so Madden said the guy wanted to play, wants to be on the field. He's not want to be a bench player of any kind. Guy's got a lot of pride, and that's a big reason why he's going to be a first ballot unanimous Hall of Famer. There's no question about it. There'll be a void in the room. This is also an opportunity for other people to grow. From what I understand, it was not Madden's decision. It was a upper management decision, which, by the way, everyone should remember that. Yeah. Remember that going forward. That a lot of times, It's not Jace Tingler. Honestly, like, here, you want proof? Here's proof. This is actually what happened.
Well, I think you could argue that this is a good decision by the Angels.
You could.
As well.
You absolutely could.
It's not like there's a line of teams ready to pick up Albert Pujols. There's a couple of teams that have been speculated as maybe having some interest. The White Sox being one of them.
The reuniting with Tony La Russa in Chicago.
Yeah. I mean, the Cardinals for basically nostalgic, sentimental purposes.
Yep.
Royals kind of in a similar fashion because I guess he spends a lot of time in Kansas City. And,
okay.
You know, maybe they could put him at DH a little bit. But there's not going to be a big lineup. Padres fans, don't bother calling it. Hey, this team's struggling offensively. Let's bring in Albert Pujols.
Save that take because we are doing a very special edition of Dip S Tweets today, just for the record.
Yeah, Pujols, 41 years old. He's hitting 198 this year with 5 home runs. Pretty much has been below average for the last five years. But, I mean, absolutely one of the all-time greatest, 1, 2, or 3, wherever you want to rank him as far as third baseman go.
First baseman.
It's not entirely his fault. He got old, unfortunately, which does happen to people from time to time. He'll run into a home run every once in a while. Base hits, though, I mean, they can play all of the infielders on the outfield grass.
Yeah.
Because he's so slow at
so
this
slow.
Point. I mean, the third baseman can play back and still have plenty of time to throw him out. So there's no holes for him to get a base hit through at this point.
Yeah, it sucks, though. You want to... You wish that it wasn't a public thing like this. You wish that there was some sort of agreement that could have been come to let him, you know, ride off in the sunset a little bit. But if he's not willing to do it, that's on him as well.
You hate to see it happen mid-season.
You do.
Like that.
But the other thing is, you know, next year he's got a 10-year, $10 million service contract with the Angels that kicks in next year. So he's going to be a part of that organization. I'm sure they can buy him out. You know what? Here's your $10 million. Beat it. But it's, I mean, obviously a pretty bitter taste in his mouth. So we'll see if he lands
somewhere.
He'd
make more sense. And at the time, I understand why they put that in there. He'd make more sense as a Cardinals ambassador than an Angels ambassador.
For sure.
One of my favorite players of all time. Career average, 298, over 3,200 hits, 667.
I saw an incredible stat this morning that Albert Pujols, and people didn't even believe it, has gotten a hit off more than 10% of the pitchers who have ever played in Major League Baseball in history.
It's unbelievable.
I saw that. I also saw he was the last active player to... He was the last active player to be on the field with Tony Gwynn?
Yes. Yeah. Last active player to be on the field with Tony Gwynn. Crazy. He's been around. He's been around.
I don't do this a ton, but... On this day, Major League invite. You guys know what happened on this day?
I do.
As I mute whatever tab was open there. We talked a little bit about it yesterday, randomly, as Woodsy shared his experience running into James Shields.
At the driving range.
I was at the game 5 years ago tonight. I was sitting in the press box. I actually have a picture of Bartolo Colon at the plate. He watched the first one go by the very next swing after the picture I took.
Colon looking for his first hit of the year. Oh. He drives one! Deep left field! That goes Upton! Back near the wall! It's out of here! Bartolo has done it! The impossible has happened! The team vacates the dugout as Bartolo takes the long trot. His first career home run! And there will be nobody in the dugout to greet him!
That home run led Ron Fowler to single James Shields out by name the next morning on the radio. He was then traded.
Was that with Big Sil?
Yeah.
Were you there?
I was at that station, but I was doing an evening show.
Oh, yeah.
And we pretty much did 3 hours on that interview. I mean, you just didn't hear it too often where an owner would come out and call somebody out by name and say, this just isn't working out.
At the time... Fowler took an immense amount of criticism for basically tying the hands of his general manager, going, well, who's going to want him now? You're never going to get anything in value for him. And while the Padres did have to eat a bunch of salary, they were eventually able to offload him somewhere. I forget where.
Yes, they think they called Chicago.
Did they get anybody back in that trade?
Eric Johnson. Right?
Eric Johnson.
And then they threw in a
young kid named Fernando Tatis Jr. Again, my man Ron Fowler. 1,000% playing chess. All of us sitting here playing checkers, Ron Fowler playing chess. my beloved.
And I got a story here. My God. And the headline is goes a little something like this. People claim eating old raw meat gets them high.
You could just try drugs. Those will get you high for sure. You don't have to eat raw meat and maybe get botulism in the process. You should try drugs. Not that I'm advocating.
The botulism is actually probably what's getting you high. It's the like the bacteria and the mold spores.
Vomiting
and stuff.
Is I'm not advocating for drugs, mind you, but I'm just saying if you're
between these
mushrooms are a fungus.
Right.
Mushrooms are also a hallucinogenic drug.
Well, not all of them, but yeah, the ones with psilocybin in it.
So I would assume that it's growing on the meat. Maybe it does work. This is a possible. This could be true.
Just take a little finger's worth of hamburger meat and rub it on your gums. Snort it in just giant fat lines of meat. Try to get a line of meat up your nose with a straw. See how that goes for you.
There's a community of adventurous meat eaters. And it's called high meat.
High meat.
Basically refers to any type of raw meat
that
is stored untreated for months before eating. Those brave enough to try this have reported feelings of euphoria after consumption, but the experts, of course, advise against it. I mean, we're talking like
beef?
Yeah, like a steak. And it's gray and moldy.
Let me ask.
Absolutely disgusting.
Let me ask you both. Steak tartare, do you enjoy it or not?
Had it once at Cowboy Star, and it was.
It can be very good when done right. It can be very good when done right.
I was very hesitant to do it, and I ate it, and my God.
We're trained not, raw red meat can be, poisonous, but if it's handled properly, if it's good quality,
Mamacita, it was amazing.
So the reason people do feel a sense of high or anything, it's the bacteria, obviously, that's thriving on the raw meat. A dietitian says, if you're leaving this out for anything from days to months to years, who knows what kind of bacteria is going to grow? And some of that bacteria might have chemical
properties.
Might
get you high, might not.
That are going to give you a high, a hallucination, or a feeling of euphoria.
But most of them are going to make you sick or dead.
Yeah.
So
I mean, there's always been that thing where, like, when we were kids, Ben, there was kids would smoke dried banana peels to get high. That was a bit. And there was also some frog that you could lick that would get you high as well. You ever hear that? Those urban myths?
Yes, I've heard of those, yes.
The frog licking. Who's going to lick a frog?
This YouTuber did a little experiment, and they placed some meat in a jar, and they put it in a dark, cool place for over 4 months.
Hey, guys, you guys want to get high in September? I'm about to do a meat run, and I'll jar it up for us, and then just put on your calendar that we can all go get effed up in September, and we'll eat this meat, and maybe...
Yeah.
Maybe
get
high.
The meat turned like gray and slimy, and it had an awful smell.
You're getting me, dude.
They said it tasted like cheese, but it was also sour and rotten. Times that this person ate the high meat, twice they experienced euphoric
effects.
Not
worth it.
Just to be responsible, don't try this at home, kids, although I don't think we made it sound like
that
something
appealing.
That you should actually want to be trying, so I'm not going to worry about it too much.
Don't do this.
Don't smoke banana peels either, because you will get a headache.
How would you even do that?
You dry them out, crush them up, put them in a corn cob pipe and smoke them.
Corn cob pipe. Thank you, Frosty, over
so
there.
So I've heard.
Oh, boy.
So I've heard. You got a headache. My friend that did it got a headache when he did it. So
that is our Rindle Report here on a Friday. We'll get to our Daily Diddy, Pest of the Week, and then something special later this hour since Mother's Day is coming up on Sunday. Well, we're going to wish all of our mothers a live, on the air, Happy Mother's Day.
Has my mom ever been on? I don't know. Wait,
I don't think so.
Wait till you hear
your dad, obviously. Yeah. But I don't think we've talked to... Have we talked to any of our mothers on the air before?
I'm not sure. I don't think so.
My mom left a voicemail
maybe once,
on my birthday.
I assume we'll all have questions for each other's mothers a little bit as well, which is really big.
Kim's had to have been on
the show.
I
don't think so. My parents have been pretty behind the scenes for the most part. So that's coming up later this hour. It's Ben and Woods. Right now, let's check traffic on 97.3 The Fan.